An idea has just been born. No one has seen it yet. It's tiny, but with the potential to change everything. Every new idea is precious in this way, sometimes fragile or half-baked. Its worth might not be immediately obvious. To survive, we must protect their little sparks. There it goes. Good luck, little guy. So many ideas like this are never realized. They could have been so much more than a line in an email or a mumble on a video call. When ideas are explored on Miro, the visual collaboration whiteboard, they're seen by the whole team in real time. Thoughts come to life and grow through team collaboration. Miro is a space where all ideas are taken seriously, and seriously good ideas come together in unexpected ways. Join over 30 million people collaborating at Miro.com. M-I-R-O.com.
I'm Suelin Wong, host of The Prince, a new podcast series from The Economist. It's about China's leader, Xi Jinping. He's the most powerful man in the world, but he remains a mystery. His story is hidden behind a brutal censorship and propaganda machine. After 10 years in charge, it looks like he'll break convention to stay on, perhaps for the rest of his life. I'll tell the real story of China's leader, the lessons he learned from watching his parents lose everything and from rising through the ranks of a vicious regime. Now, he's using those lessons to control over a billion people. He's changed China, he's changed my life, and the decisions he makes affect us all. To understand what's next, you need to know where he came from. Listen to The Prince from The Economist, wherever you get your podcasts.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
This is our Signal Storm podcast.
Listen to the Chris Salcedo Show on radio, or you've seen the Chris Salcedo Show on television, you've probably recognized, hey, Salcedo is pretty tough on Republicans. And you would be right, I am, because there's a certain expectation I have, and I'm wondering, and I don't know if I've necessarily addressed it this way on the podcast before, so let me just break this down. I look at the ideological battle that we are in right now, and it is very much a battle, it is very much a war. There is very little that unites us anymore, those of us who believe in the United States and our Constitution, and those who don't. There's a dividing line there now. And notice I didn't specify party. There are plenty of Republicans who are ready to chuck the Constitution, like Liz Cheney and Adam Crying Kinsinger. They have no room for conservatism. They have no room for limited government. They have no room for America First. They have no room for the idea that, gee, you know what? Politicians who are elected by Americans ought to have Americans as their first priority. That's a foreign concept to the likes of Adam Kinsinger and Liz Cheney and Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy and Mitt Romney and Ben Sasse, even though Ben Sasse said, you know what? I can't do all this, commitment thing. I got to actually do what the voters want me to do. And I think those conservative voters are bat guano crazy. So I'm going to go leave for academia. And that's what Ben Sasse did. He gave up on his promise of 6 years, only delivered two, and then tooled off to the University of Florida to be their university president. Yeah. So that's the level of commitment the Republican leadership has. I neglected to say some other names. What's her name? Lisa Murkowski, Susan Collins, those types of people. These individuals who say, yeah, you know what? I much prefer the company of Democrats and over you conservative rabble. So, yeah, I have a high expectation of Republicans. And the number one expectation these days that I have of Republicans is protect me and my family from Democrats. Protect my rights, protect my liberties, protect my being, protect my prosperity, because it's all under attack. It's all under attack by the current modern-day Democrat Party. So what are we treated to? We're treated to Republicans who still think it's 1990. Republicans who just can't see what's happening right before their very eyes. And for, even when their own president is impeached twice on, pardon the pun, trumped-up charges, they still have the gall, the temerity to say, well, we don't know whether or not we're going to apply the same standard to Joe Biden. What? Really? You guys heard my conversation with the elected leaders, a couple of Republicans, about the wisdom of impeachment. And it's not that I want to get revenge on Democrats. I just don't want them to be able to hurt me anymore. Is it too much for me to ask you Republicans to stop Democrats from hurting me and my family and my community and my country? Is that too much to ask? And what are the issues that really gets my goat of an example of a Republican Party that is da-da-da-da-da-da-da is this idea of debates. When there's a debate, where do the Republicans turn to? Oh, I must go to the biased press to moderate my debate. What? Really? I must make it 2-1 because I'm told that's what I must do. I must have myself at a 2-1 disadvantage so that the debates are all framed to benefit Democrats and disadvantage Republicans. I must do that because that's a rite of passage. That's the normal way of politics in America. And I say, bull crap. No. No, stop. You have just as much a right to have your issues brought up as the Democrats have the right to have their issues brought up. But the biased press is so clueless with their heads so far up their asses, they don't do it. They don't know how. Even if they were interested in being fair, a lot of these shrubs don't even know what the issues are on the conservative side. Abortion? What is it? I thought everybody loved and wanted and coveted abortion. Only crazy people don't want to slaughter children in the womb. The debt? What's wrong with the debt? We got a never-ending credit card. I'm your normal biased press person. They think the most important thing is your gender pronouns. Yes, excuse me, Congressman. What are you going to do to ensure that that the proper gender pronouns are used out there? And the conservatives are going, what? Are you kidding me? What about the border? Well, what about it? We're a welcoming society. We welcome breaking laws. What about crime in our streets? Oh, well, yeah, it's the system, man. And we've got to let these criminals out so we can show how kind and generous we are. Oh, but we've got to disarm the law abiding. And the conservative says, well, what about the right of the law abiding to defend themselves? What right is that? Says the biased press person. I have no idea what the hell that right is. So I'm tired of surrendering this ground to Democrats. Why do Republicans and conservatives have to accept a bias and accept a gang up on them every single time they want to have a debate? Here's my position. Hey, we don't debate unless we get either fair and impartial moderators away from the biased press, or we insist that you get your biased press moderators, and we're going to have moderators from our side, from conservative media, to come on and ask a tough question or two of the Democrat. What's wrong with that? Why aren't Republicans doing that? We talk with a good pal from the Texas Public Policy Foundation, and then we're going to talk to somebody who is a victim of this system, Governor Greg Abbott. It's all coming up in the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Does the state of the economy have your head spinning? Let American Medical Plans relieve one burden, health insurance. American Medical Plans specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays and no deductibles. You choose your doctors, you choose your hospitals. These plans have nothing to do with your income and are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. You deserve better. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to The Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
The establishment media is out of touch with the real things real Texans care about. Real news for real Texans. That's what Texas Scorecard does every day. Learn more and subscribe for free. TexasScorecard.com/Chris.
Okay, let's dive into our issues with our first guest. Sherry Sylvester is a distinguished senior fellow at the Texas Public Policy Foundation and a former senior advisor to Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick. Sherry, welcome back to the Salcedo Storm podcast.
Good morning, Chris. How you doing?
Doing great. O'Rourke's anti-Texas debate was your title of your piece at the Cannon. And I was reading it with delight because I'm glad somebody else out there was pointing out the fact that these Republicans keep on going into these biased, weighted debates and not insisting on fair moderation. Go ahead and make some of your analyses.
Well, I think particularly in Texas, because, you know, Chris, we've talked about this before, I believe the Texas press is actually more biased than the national press. They play a big, when you think about their narrative every day, it is anti-Texas. If you pick up the Chronicle this morning, it will be that Texas is a sad, backward, horrible place to live. Kids can't, you know, things are bad for kids. Things are bad for everybody. This is just, they never tell the story of Texas as the job creator for the nation. Texas is the place where most people move to from other states. You know, it's the most moved to state, low cost of living. But we've got this negative press view, and we let them, because it's tradition, sponsor the debates. And so they never ask O'Rourke any tough questions. All the questions were on his turf. For example, when they ask him about education, they ask him about more money for education, completely forgetting that we upped funding for education the last three terms, last three sessions, raised teacher pay. They never asked him if he supported allowing parents to be empowered to choose their own schools, particularly if their schools their kids were in were failing.
Right.
They didn't ask those questions.
Because they can't. Because asked
questions the teachers union cared about.
Exactly, because they're left wingers. University of Texas, Rio Grande Valley, and Edinburgh moderated, sponsored and hosted the debate. Then KXAN TV news quote news anchor Britt Moreno. The event included a panel discussions with the Democrat Morning News political reporter Gromer Jeffers, who is a committed leftist. And then KXAN's Sally Hernandez and KSAT's Steve Spreister.
I've known Spreister for years. Gromer's a nice guy. You're right. He's a leftist. That's what he is.
Exactly.
Spreister is also a liberal.
Exactly.
And
they have no.
These are like probably the best they could get, Chris. If Abbott was negotiating, they're probably the best they could get.
Well, but see, that's the thing. Governor Abbott should have insisted, and this is what every Republican should do. Okay, look, you can have your side, which is all those folks who lean left, but then we're going to insist that we have our side from conservative media. It's like the Republicans forget that there's an entire media structure that is of a conservative nature, and we would have asked Robert Francis Beto O'Rourke, hey, about abortion. You know, these Democrats never have to talk about abortion unless they go to a conservative outlet, because as far as these left wingers are concerned, abortion's settled. You know, it's we need to slaughter children no matter what type of the pregnancy it is, whether it's the first trimester or the third trimester. That we need to ask questions about GovEd. Why do you think, Mr. O'Rourke, that parents are unqualified to make the choice of how to best educate their children? Tell us
right. Ask him that. And you're absolutely right, Chris. Ask him the easy Democrat question. Tell me, Mr. O'Rourke, how do you define a woman? Can men get pregnant? Nobody
right.
has asked him that question on air, Chris, or on camera.
And
now,
even,
why is that?
And even when they played or quoted verbatim his, I'm going to take away your AR-15s. They allowed him to double down on a lie, and he was hoping that nobody would go check it out and call it out as a lie. But there's Robert Francis Beta O'Rourke saying, oh, no, I don't want to take people's guns. It's insanity, and they allow them to get away with it. Why? Because they really want Beto to win, these so-called moderators.
Oh, it's absolute. I mean, it's not like they lean. You know, early in my career, I used to talk a lot about liberal media bias. We're not dealing with liberal media bias now. We are dealing, the media made Beto O'Rourke. The Texas media made him. They put him up. They made him a national star. And I will say this for the national press, as soon as the national press got a hold of him and he ran for president, they could see in 2 minutes that he didn't know anything.
Right. Absolutely correct. And you know what? It's the Texas Tribunes of the world, the Houston Comicals of the world, and the Democrat Morning News of the world that created him. Sherry Sylvester, distinguished senior fellow at the Texas Public Policy Foundation and former senior advisor to Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick. In your article, you said, with the biased press in charge, the debate questions on two Fridays ago leaned all in O'Rourke's favor, as you've already detailed. There were no questions about the Texas energy policy and how O'Rourke's support for the Green New Deal would cost millions of Texans their jobs in the energy sector, not to mention leave us vulnerable to more blackouts and deadly power outages.
It's just incredible, and they completely miss this story. I mean, that the Democrats' energy plan is an attack on Texas, and it's persisting. We've seen this with Biden all weekend. He'd rather deal with Venezuela than the folks in Midland. And I think this is a story that the press is missing about. They know now, they understand that Hispanics in the Valley are voting Republican, and part of that is social and cultural issues, but also, many, many of those people are employed in the oil and gas industry. They completely forget that, and that has a lot, and they do not want these constant attacks on the oil and gas industry that kills jobs when, we create jobs in Texas. We don't kill them.
Right. Well, but see, it goes beyond jobs. It goes beyond the economic impact, which is significant. It also costs people their lives. And Robert Francis Beta O'Rourke supported the policies that led to Snowmageddon.
Yes, absolutely. In the pushing renewable energies, trying to get us to be more reliable on renewable energy, wind and solar, which is not reliable.
And he supports
that. We've got all this natural gas.
Yeah, see, and that's, Sherry, that would be what a conservative would say. Mr. O'Rourke, you are on record supporting wind and solar. Also, what about the idea, and Sherry, this is something that we've done a lot of reporting on the Newsmax show, that solar, from the time it's out of the ground to the time it's produced to the time it goes back into the ground after 30 years, it's toxic to the earth. The lithium batteries, we don't have enough natural resources and proven mines right now to make even one generation of electric vehicles, much less multiple generations. And then once all of those lithium batteries go back into the soil, because it costs more to recycle than it does to produce a lithium battery, Mr. O'Rourke, your prescription for the earth is A, strip mining it, and B, releasing all these toxins back into the earth to contaminate the water table. How is that? How is that a image of the future or a vision of the future that Texans should support?
Well, and Chris, clearly you're one of the guys that should have been at the debate. You have terrific questions, and we could also add, and aren't we getting most materials for those batteries from China?
Exactly.
And there's no argument. I mean, Texas has more wind energy than any other state. I mean, we've invested in that, but we're not delusional that we're going to transition over to wind anytime soon. So,
well, I've got to say, we can't blame the fact that I or another conservative wasn't there to balance out that debate. The Democrats never believe in fairness. The liberals never believe in fairness. The press, populated with leftists, do not believe in fairness. They believe in delivering for their side, for their guy or their gal. It is up to Republicans to take that stand and say, no, you know what? If you want to debate, we're going to have to insist that there be balance.
Yes, I think that's true. I think we know in Texas that Republicans don't read the newspapers.
Huh.
We can tell that from the polling, and that they don't pay attention to to the left-wing news that is spewed out. But when you're in a general election, one of the things that we say in politics, Chris, is it's important for politicians not to believe their own press. Well, Beto O'Rourke, it's all his own press. All the press is written for him.
Yep.
And to have that narrative and to have to come up against that narrative every day is a disadvantage for Republicans. And you're absolutely right. They should just say, no, we're not going to debate unless you've got some people with a conservative point of view who are answering questions, people that know facts, who are asking questions.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. Sherry Sylvester is our guest, Texas Public Policy Foundation. And another part of your article drilled down into the polls. I thought this was fascinating because I completely agree. No recent pollster has asked if Texans believe the last 8 years would have been better if Democrats were in charge. Because those pollsters, aside from oversampling Democrats, they don't want this election to be a referendum on the Democrats' control, right? They don't want it.
So
they ask these questions. What do you think about the current governor? They know what. So they don't want any focus on the harm Democrats are doing. Let me bring up the stat, and then I want to get you to react. The wrong track, right track number on most polling shows a disapproval rating for that, the way things are going in this country, but they don't blame Governor Greg Abbott. They blame Joe Biden, 60-37, but that never came up. They just said, the majority of Texans believe that we're on the wrong track. Well, yeah, no kidding. But it wasn't because they tried to make Abbott own it, even though Abbott isn't to blame for it, according to the polling.
Absolutely. That was actually a headline in the Houston Chronicle. They go through and it shows Abbott leading, everybody, all the Republicans at the top of the ballot leading, people in support of Abbott busing people to New York City and Chicago and Martha's Vineyard, people in support of his border policies, people in support of school choice. All the polls recently have come out with those numbers. And what the Houston Chronicle does is go down and say 54% of Texans think that the state is on the wrong track. And as you say, no, it's on the wrong track because of inflation, energy policy, all of Biden's policies to get rid of Title IX and make boys play in girls' sports.
Yep.
Those are the reasons they think it's on track. I mean, it's such a contrast. Biden spending trillions of dollars and creating this inflation. In Texas, we have a spending cap.
Because
the budget is controlled by population times inflation.
Right. And the states have to balance the books, right?
You have to do it.
You got to balance the books. And so, even we conservatives would ask a tougher question of the Republicans. Shouldn't Governor Abbott, isn't it a fair question to ask? Shouldn't the states be doing more, including the state of Texas? If the federal government's going to go lawless on illegal immigration, shouldn't the state enforce the law and see where it goes? Because the idea that we're just going to allow the federal government to do such great harm to the people of Texas, which is what's happening right now, despite your efforts, Governor, that the Latino community is being destroyed on the southern border, despite your best efforts, shouldn't Texas do more? And I think that's a fair question. Sherry Sylvester, everybody, she is with the Texas Public Policy Foundation. Lady, appreciate the article. It was great. The name of the article, by the way, folks, is O'Rourke's Anti-Texas Debate, and it was. Appreciate the time.
Great. Great. Thanks, Chris.
Okay, folks, now I want to turn to one of the victims of this failed debate system and talk about some issues impacting Texas with the governor of my great state, Governor Greg Abbott. Sir, welcome back.
Hey, Chris. Great to be with you.
Sir, I wanted to make sure this was on your radar screen. I know we've been talking extensively every time you come on about the power grid and making sure we have enough power to generate for Texans. But the grid itself, the infrastructure, is the subject of a new documentary fronted by a celebrity, Dennis Quaid. It's called Grid Down, Power Up. And I wanted to see if it was on your radar. And basically what it alleges is that because of a terror attack, and as you know, Joe Biden's been letting in a million gotaways. We don't know who these people are. They could be terrorists. They could be gang members. Or an EMP attack or a solar flare could take down the Texas power grid. Is this on your radar? And as I said, are you working to protect Texas?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is 100% on our radar. You left out one threat that we've seen already invade some other states over just the past few days, and that is attacks by Russia. Russia is launching attacks every single day. You and your audience would not believe how many attempted attacks we get every single day, whether it be to the grid or to the state or whatever the case may be. But yes, we are constantly vigilant about these potential attacks. While you raise the issue, I do want to emphasize for your audience that they know that we passed 14 laws to fix the power grid and to make sure that it would be able to withstand the weather extremes, whether it be in the summertime or the wintertime. During this past April to July, it was the hottest summertime ever, and we set 11 new all-time records for power demand, and we were easily able to meet it because of the reforms that we passed. The power grid is more reliant, more secure, more strong than it's ever been, and we are continuing to add more production of power to make sure that we will keep the power on and never have a winter storm Uri again. But also, at the very same time, we are constantly vigilant, meaning 24/7, about any of these potential attacks on our power grid.
All right, Governor, as you know, the border has been an issue. It's one of Joe Biden's oldest set of crises. And now, thanks to your efforts, and mostly your efforts, sending illegal aliens to cities like New York, now New York has declared an emergency, number one. Number two, the mayor of New York, Eric Adams, who refuses to get off his lazy butt and come and visit the border, he has said that he is lashing out at Texas, saying, quote, "We have not asked for this," end quote. Governor, can you respond directly to New York's mayor?
Well, what an idiot. As if, like, we asked for this here in Texas or Arizona asked for this. No one asked for this. We all had this put on us by one person, and that is Joe Biden. Let's go back two and a half years ago, we had the lowest number of border crossings in decades. And the reason why we did is because of policies that were put in place by President Trump. When Biden came in, he eliminated those policies. He declared open border. Hey, remember this. During the presidential debates, Joe Biden and the other Democrats said they were completely for open borders. I think no one paid attention to it. No one realized what it would really mean. But because of the open border policies that President Biden has put in place, we now have a record number of people coming across the border illegally. Mm-hmm. It was 2.2 million. To put this in context, in one single year, we had almost as many people coming across the border illegally as the total population of the city of Houston, Texas. This is unsustainable. It's all because of Joe Biden. And Mayor Adams has to understand that this is not a Texas problem. This is not a red state problem. This is a problem that must be dealt with by the United States of America. Interestingly, earlier, just a few days ago, the governor of New York is doing what needs to be done, and that is demanding that the president of the United States step up and address this as a national-based issue and come up with a national solution for this issue, as opposed to whining like Mayor Adams is. Mm-hmm. Last thing I'll say this, and is Mayor Adams, he's seeking $1 billion for them to deal with just a few thousand illegal immigrants that have been shipped to their sanctuary city. But it shows that the minuscule amount that we're paying to put these migrants on these buses and send them up to New York City is a tiny fraction of what New York is having to spend to deal with it. It shows what Texas would otherwise have to be spend to deal with this, especially on these small communities down on the border, such as Del Rio, Eagle Pass, et cetera.
Yep. Texas Governor Greg Abbott, our guest right now. You mentioned Houston. You are heading to Houston for a small business event. And, you know, it's an era where we're seeing the opposition party, the Democrats, Governor, they are doing their best to ruin small businesses through taxation, through onerous regulations designed to quell prosperity. What can the governor's office and the state of Texas do to help businesses that are struggling courtesy of Democrat national policies?
It all comes down to keeping taxes low, keeping regulations reasonable, get government off their backs. One reason why Texas ranks number one in the United States of America as the best state to start a small business is because of the cost of doing business is lowest in the United States, of any other state. And so we've created an environment where a person can start a small business and succeed in a small business allow them to eventually grow into a mid-sized business.
Well, I can hardly wait to see you here in Houston because they can use some conservatism in the city within the city boundaries. The last thing I have for you, Governor, and I've only got about 65 seconds left here because I know you got to get to other interviews. The Surgeon General of Florida has recommended that men ages 18 to 39 not get the new mRNA vaccines, citing peer-reviewed data that shows there's a risk of adverse cardiac reactions that do more harm than the actual virus itself. And we want to know if Texas was reviewing this data. So we reached out to the Texas Department of State Health Services, and we were told that the interim commissioner there, Dr. Jennifer Shufford, isn't available for an interview. And I just wanted to ask you, will you press the Texas Department of State Health Services to review the data that Florida is looking at, the Surgeon General there, and perhaps revise the Texas guidance if the data checks out and shows that men are at an 18 to 39 are at risk for an adverse event because of these vaccines?
Well, listen, we have learned, we America and Americans should have learned a lot in the aftermath of going through COVID, whether it be being forced to wear masks, which proved to be ineffective, whether it be the shutdowns, which proved to be ineffective, whether it be the vaccinations, which proved for some people, as you're pointing out, to be dangerous. And it candidly, it may be more age groups than what you just mentioned. And so this is something that has to be looked at top to bottom to make sure that, for one, we're not going to be compromising anybody's health by forcing them to take anything. But second, to make sure that we are not going to allow leftist government ideas to force Americans or Texans to undergo processes or procedures that really have no effect whatsoever for their health care.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott, if folks want to help you in your effort to protect Texas from the extremist left, where can they go?
GregAbbott.com.
Greg
Very
Abbott.
Simple. GregAbbott.com. It is important, Chris, that we do not let a radical leftist ideologue like Beto O'Rourke, who would destroy our state, to even have a chance of getting elected. We must come together and defeat this radical leftism that would bring crime into our cities, that would defund the police, that would destroy the oil and gas sector, that would crush the jobs that we have and the number one economy in the United States of America. Texas is performing exceptionally well now, and there is no room for a California-style leftist who is getting more than at least $1 million from George Soros to take over our state.
Well, Governor Abbott, I'm right there with you. If Texas falls, so does the United States, and we're determined to make sure that doesn't happen. I'm glad you are as well. Sir, you're welcome back anytime. Thanks for being here.
You take care.
And that puts a wrap on this Salcedo Storm podcast. My friends, do me a favor, visit two websites, TexasScorecard.com, TexasScorecard.com. That is where all the news that impacts Texas lives. And if it impacts Texas, it will impact the United States. Also, check out ChrisSalcedo.com. Once you're there, you can drop me an email, drop me a voicemail, figure out how to book me for a speech, track down the Chris Salcedo Show on AM 700 KSEV on radio. That's in the mornings, and there's an app for that, so you can hear it all over the country. In the afternoons, I'm on Newsmax TV, 4 o'clock Eastern until 5 every single day, but always at home on the Salcedo Storm podcast. Until we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth is not measured by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government, but rather how much power is reserved for you and me. We, the people. See ya.
Hi. Close your eyes. It's time to discover what starting and growing your own business feels like. Whether your business is bedsheets or skincare or jewelry, Shopify's with you every step of the way.
Hello.
Now, open your eyes. Feel ready to start and grow your business? With Shopify, you'll get the tools you need to nurture your growing business and feel the same satisfaction as listening to this ad. This is Possibility, powered by Shopify. Simply start selling with Shopify today and join the commerce platform powering millions of businesses worldwide. Start selling online today. Sign up for a free trial at shopify.com/free22. shopify.com/free22.
Welcome to America, the land of junk sleep, where it's bedtime, but you're double booked. Here, there's always one more deadline to meet, episode to watch, or meme to share. The world may not want you to sleep, but we do. Only the sleep experts at Mattress Firm can help you find the right bed at the right price. Unjunk your sleep, in-store or online at mattressfirm.com today.